Now will you notice verse 2? It says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." Now, I call your attention to something that's very important. In fact, two things here that are very important. When the Holy Spirit came, He is not visible, but He made His presence known in two ways, by appealing to the two gates that mankind gets their information from. For instance, you and I get most of what we know through the ear gate, and we get most of what we know through the eye gate. Through the eye gate and the ear gate, we get most of our knowledge today. We hear and we see. Now, we find here that the Spirit of God appeals to both. Here, there is a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Now, this rushing mighty wind, I'd like to say something about it, because that's been played down so much. It was as a sound as of wind, but it was not wind. It had the sound of a rushing mighty wind, and that means that it had the sound of a tornado, so that all of Jerusalem evidently heard it. It wasn't just a little blowing of a wind through the tops of the trees. The sound of a tornado has been likened to that of 1,000 freight trains. It was an appeal to the ear gate. My daughter was in college with a girl who was from up in Kansas, I think Kansas City, Kansas, in that area where they had a tornado several years ago. And she wrote my daughter about it afterward because she was concerned about her friend, and she told her that it came near their house, I think 2 or 3 blocks. And she said the first thing that they noticed was it sounded like 1,000 freight trains were coming through the town. Well, this was a rushing, mighty wind. It was a sound like it, but it was not wind, but a sound like it. Now will you notice the next thing, verse 3 of chapter 2 of Acts, "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues." I don't like that translation. "There appeared unto them tongues parting asunder." That is, the tongues were like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And again, I call your attention to this. It was like as a fire. Means that it was not fire, but it looked like fire. And this is an appeal to the eye gate. So that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came to the church, baptizing them into the body of believers, there was the sound of wind to the ear gate, like as a fire, an appeal to the eye gate. And this was not the baptism of fire, which is judgment yet to come, but it's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, a great many people like to speak of this as the baptism of fire. Well, that baptism of fire is the judgment that's coming upon this earth someday of those that have rejected Christ. And I used to go to a prayer meeting where there was a wonderful preacher there. I couldn't help but love the dear brother. His theology is different than mine. He always prayed that the fire would fall on us. Well, I always contradicted that prayer, canceled it out. I said, "Lord, for goodness sakes, don't let fire fall on us." Fire burns you, you see. And this was like as a fire. It was not fire. The baptism of fire is the judgment of God yet to come. This is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And to try to read this other in.